Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call of Marlowe Group on the half-year results of the financial year 2017. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The presentation is available as a webcast. Please click on the link which was provided in the invitation to this call to see the slides. You can also download the presentation from the Marlowe Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session after the presentation, you are invited to ask questions via the web chat. Please use the chat box on the left-hand side and confirm your question with the Submit Question button. After the call today, Marlowe Group is represented by Michael Frick, Executive Vice President of the Marlowe Group and CFO, as well as by Philipp Kuckuck, Vice President, Corporate Finance. Now I would like to hand over to Michael Frick.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are glad to welcome you to our half-year call. In the following 20 minutes, my colleague Mr. Kuckuck and I will give you an update on the strategic achievements of Marlowe Group during the first 6 months of the year 2017, followed by the half-year financials. Afterwards, we will be happy to answer your questions. Let me start with our main achievements. In the first 6 months, Marlowe Group grew organically by 6%. We are very satisfied with this development. However, we are still not satisfied with our earnings situation. In the first half of 2017, earnings were impacted by material price increases and non-recurring effects arising from warranty provisions. The equity was impacted by translating effects from FX rate changes, and the equity ratio suffered from an increased balance sheet total as of June 30, 2017. This resulted in an equity ratio of 31%, which is below our threshold of 33%. At the same time, we successfully refinanced the matured Schuldschein with favorable parameters. Regarding our dual strategy, we are well on track and achieved important milestones, especially with regard to e-mobility. In May, we completed the takeover of Nagares, the Spanish electronics specialist, and therewith strengthened our system competence for e-mobility. And we are very proud of our new concept car called MEAT, which we recently presented at the IRR. This car clearly demonstrates our strong position in terms of shaping the future in a changing mobility world. We will elaborate a bit more on that later. All in all, Marlowe Group is well prepared for current megatrends and the corresponding transformation process in the automotive sector. As an introduction to the current strategic positioning of Marlowe Group, let me briefly recap the two pillars of our dual strategy. First, we are reinforcing our market position in our core business segments. Second, we are at the same time investing significantly in new areas of growth and technologies for alternative drive concepts. Both elements of this dual strategy are equally important to us. With regard to group operations, Marlowe has continuously aligned its product portfolio and expanded its global footprint as well as system competencies over the past years. During the first half year, we acquired thermoelectrics competence with the startup of Oflex. And as already mentioned, we strengthened our mechatronics division by adding electronics competence with the acquisition of Nagares, one of our trusted suppliers. By this, we entered the field of vehicle electronics, including control and power electronics. Marlowe hereby further strengthened its system competence for electric vehicles. Our portfolio comprises the electric motor, e-compressors, and now also the control electronics to regulate the before-mentioned products on board. but besides those recent acquisitions, we sold non-core and capital-intensive businesses, such as our German forging activities, as well as the Zinter component business in Brazil during the first half year. As communicated, we were looking for a buyer for BMTS, our turbocharger joint venture with Bosch. Beginning of September, we were able to sign a contract with a Chinese private equity investor called Fountain Vest Partners. They plan to further expand the turbocharger business and to position BMTS for sustainable growth. Mahle will continue to actively manage the product portfolio and underline the execution of the dual strategy. For this purpose, we are also fostering an innovation culture within our group and expanding our own startup activities. Besides the acquisition of startups like Oflex, Mahle is also interested in other possibilities to fertilize an innovative and more agile corporate culture. Currently, we have two additional approaches. First, we see cooperations as a very efficient way for knowledge transfers, whereas our second approach is to create own startups. We have successfully initiated own programs within the group, intending to gain startup experience in-house and test new business ideas aside of our core business. At Mahle, startup projects will become more and more part of our corporate culture with the goal to foster innovations. This snapshot of innovations that we are currently working on shows a large number of product developments and again clearly highlights our dual strategy. We are working on the development of products for alternative drive solutions and at the same time consistently optimize the internal combustion engine. Product innovations such as the world's first climate neutral air conditioning circuit and our 48 volt traction engine reflect our high system competence and our strong position in the traditional as well as the e-mobility market. Consequently, R&D cost increased to 384 million euro in the first half of the year. This was mainly driven by our mechatronics business in Slovenia and Japan. As a result of our R&D efforts, we are able to register at least one patent per day. Just a few days ago, we presented another innovative concept for future mobility at the IAA. Our 48-volt demonstrator vehicle MEET is perfectly adapted to the requirements of future urban mobility. MEET illustrates that limitation of size, weight, and range of a car do not affect driving comfort. We have achieved highest energy efficiency standards by combining several energy-saving technologies in the powertrain and the thermal management. Especially at temperatures around the freezing point, we demonstrated excellent energy efficiency by using the innovative thermoelectric heat pump and surface heaters with individual comfort zones. As a result, we achieve up to 7 days of inner city trips with just one charge. MEET combines the broad Mahle portfolio and expertise in the fields of thermal management, powertrain, electronics and user interfaces and demonstrates today what the new directions of e-mobility will be. The success of our strategy is reflected by the strong organic sales performance of +6% in the first 6 months. All of our business units contributed to this strong growth. With regards to our markets, we saw a very positive development in China. The negative M&A impact was mainly due to the sale of the industrial filtration business and our forging activities, which was almost fully compensated by positive currency effects. The Brazilian real and the US dollar appreciated on average basis compared to the first half of 2016. Despite that fact, we have negative currency effects in our balance sheet as of June 2017 due to the depreciation of important currencies at the end of June. All in all, the financial performance of Mahle Group in the first half year had positive and negative aspects. The organic sales growth clearly outperformed the full year 2016 growth rate of 3.4% and was more than twice as high as the overall light vehicle market growth of 2.8%. Unfortunately, this did not translate to bottom line since Mahle Group earnings were impacted by non-recurring effects. This refers especially to increased warranty provisions, but also to material price increases. Additionally, a higher tax rate resulting from higher non-deductible expenses and deferred tax computations had negative impacts. On an ongoing basis, our result is still burdened by regular goodwill and purchase price allocation depreciation. Furthermore, we had a lower interest income year-on-year due to positive one-off effects in the first half of 2016 arising from pension funds. I would like to emphasize these half-year earnings do not reflect the sustainable operating performance of Mahle Group. We are confident to improve profitability in the light of continued optimization of our business portfolio, the successful implementation of our dual strategy, and the strong sales performance of all business units. Looking at our equity ratio, we also see significant impacts from extraordinary effects in the first half year. In addition to the net income, weaker exchange rates at the end of June negatively influenced the equity, mainly from China, the U.S., and Brazil. An important factor is that the total assets in the half-year balance sheet are higher than at year-end. Although the equity ratio is currently below our target level, we clearly commit ourselves to the target ratio of 33%. On the positive side, we successfully refinanced our 250 million euro Schuldschein at attractive terms, and the net debt EBITDA ratio of 1.4 is still clearly within our conservative target range. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Kuckuck, who will provide you with more insights regarding our financial performance and the outlook of the Mahle Group.
Thank you, Mr. Frick, and welcome from my side. You can see that our product portfolio remains well-balanced with regard to both business units and regions. Looking at our sales split by business unit, we can see that the share of our profit centers declined by 0.5 percentage points due to the sale of the industrial filtration business. Besides this, the deconsolidation of the forging activities in Germany is reflected here. The Engine Systems and Components business showed an organic growth of 7.3% and accounted for 22.4% of total sales as of end of June 2017. Referring to our regions on the right side, the sale of the forging and industrial filtration business also explain the relative reduction of sales in Europe by 2.5 percentage points, now to 49% of total sales. Sales in South America and North America were influenced by FX effects, and the relative share of Asia Pacific rose by about 1 percentage point, mainly due to good growth in China. As explained by Mr. Frick, earnings were impacted by non-recurring extraordinary effects. Accordingly, half-year EBITDA declined to 431 million euros, and EBIT was down to 130 million euros. The additional effects on net income refer to lower interest income year-on-year due to positive one-off effect in the first half year of 2016, and an increased tax rate resulting in a net loss of 20.1 million euros for the first half of the current financial year. The items that affected also our KPIs regarding our financial positions. On this chart, you can see that the net debt to EBITDA ratio is below our maximum level, while the equity ratio has declined below our threshold, as explained by Michael Frick before. Nevertheless, we are committed to our implicit investment grade rating. Our cash funds amounted to 272 million euros at half year. The reduced cash flow from operations compared to last year was due to higher working capital and the cash out from the EU antitrust fine of 62 million euros in May. Cash outflow for fixed tangible asset investments amounted to around 229 million euros. The investments comprised primarily property, plant and equipment in Germany, Eastern Europe and North America. Furthermore, we recorded a positive financing cash flow attributable to the issuance of a new Schuldschein. Our maturity profile remains well balanced with a broad mix of debt instruments. Our main achievements in the first 6 months were the extension of the revolving credit facility of 1.6 billion euro to a maturity in 2022 and the refinancing of Schuldschein, which matured in 2016 and 17 by issuing new Schuldschein of 250 million euros in May with maturities in 2023, 25 and 27 respectively. Now we would like to conclude the presentation by providing an outlook for the vehicle markets and for Mahle Group. Based on August market research from IHS, we expect an overall market growth for 2017, both in the light vehicle market and in the medium and heavy duty market. We expect that this will positively affect our organic growth. As you know, our own internal market research is more conservative than IHS. Nevertheless, we are convinced that due to the good growth in the first half of the year, we will also outperform light vehicle market growth for the full year. Altogether, our forecast for 2017 with an expected sales growth of 2 to 3% is cautiously optimistic. The non-recurring provisions effect, however, will still impact the full year earnings and the equity position. As said earlier, we stay committed to exceeding our own target equity ratio of at least 33%. We continue to pursue our dual strategy and expand our strategic business segment, mechatronics. Thanks a lot for having made the time available to join our conference call, and please feel invited to ask your questions in the Q&A session, which will be initiated by the moderators.